Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, if you can see what happens off camera.
Not like
this
that.
This is the vault.
Another vault podcast.
Episode 44.
There you go. Hopefully, we're going to fingers crossed that we don't have what happened last week. We don't have happened last week with our video cuts out. If we do, we adapt, we overcome, we improvise. You know why? Positive mindsets.
Yeah, that's right.
As you can tell, I am pumped up. I don't know what Ethan is.
I look like a marshmallow. He looks like
the Stay Puff marshmallow made off a ghost. He put a fork in him. You could have a s'more.
That's so funny.
That's what I told him right before we started recording.
He's like, dude, you look like a marshmallow. And we lost
it. It was funny.
For a few minutes.
We wish we would have been recording. As you can tell, when this comes out, it'll be October 4th. Which means we are 4 days in to the best time of the year, Spooktober.
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 Spookytober.
So if you don't know what Spooktober is, it's October, but it's spooky, so Spooktober. And the reason I got into it so much, obviously, because the reason why we have this podcast is Bustin' with the Boys. You know, I love those guys.
It's been a long time since you've mentioned them.
Yeah, I know. I should always mention them.
It's been a while.
They're my inspiration. Taylor got Will on the Spooktober thing, and their first year they started talking about Spooktober, and I already liked Halloween in general, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna have to go in Spooktober. So basically, rundown of Spooktober overview: you gotta watch a spooky movie or Halloween themed movie every single night of October, at least one per day. You gotta go to a haunted house or some spooky thing at least once a weekend. Dogs are upstairs. They're scared shitless right now.
Yeah, they see stuff.
Because it's spooky season.
it's been a long time since they've made an appearance on the podcast.
It is. And you have to just go all out for Spooktober. Like, I have this Spooktober t-shirt.
I got this. I can't even with you.
And right, you want to know, you want to see Ethan become the happiest person ever?
Dude, he brought candy.
Halloween candy.
Are we going to eat one of each in there? And then all of it?
I mean, grab me a piece if you want. I got the Reese's White Chocolate Ghost.
I'll let you have a piece if you want.
No, that's not how that works.
We got Hershey's, got a York Mint. I'm not a big fan on chocolate mint. I feel like if you want mint in your mouth, you should just go brush your teeth.
Why do you want mint in your mouth?
It's a separate subject.
I said mint. I like mint, he says.
I'm going to go with Reese's Pumpkin.
How am I going to go?
Just in case I get hungry. What'd you have?
The White Chocolate Ghost.
Oh, the fangs?
No, the White Chocolate Reese's Ghost. Those are Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Okay. I was watching a TikTok the other day.
No, they don't all taste different.
No. That has nothing to do with that. They all taste the same.
Unless they're white chocolate or chocolate.
Girl was talking. I mean, it could have been a setup. You know, she could have hit back a few times on her TV just to make it. But she was talking about a Reese's and how she's getting ready to have this pumpkin Reese's. And then it was all like, something about it can hear you through your TV. And I know you're thinking about Reese's right now.
So I'm going to get a Reese's sponsored ad on Facebook.
Yeah.
Sick. It wouldn't be the worst ad to get. Oh, I got the Tombstone, but it broke. Hershey's are delicious, too.
Man, no reason it's so good.
I introduced Ethan to Spooktober last year. He kind of dabbled into it. This year, I'm making him go all out with me.
He's going to be over here two nights a week.
Watching spooky movies.
On top of what he's already over here. The other seven nights a week. He's going to be over here nine times a week.
Speaking of spooky movies. Favorite Halloween or Halloween-themed movie? You're probably going to say some bullshit like Hocus Pocus or Halloween Town.
No, I was going to say Friday the 13th.
Ooh, I do like Friday the 13th.
The original.
But it's got to be Halloween. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
Because Michael Myers is that dude. Just stand right here.
This ain't no fang.
That's fangs.
Looks like my teeth.
You look like a marshmallow. speaking of candy, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
Favorite Halloween candy? Definitely Reese's.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
But, you know what I hate?
What?
the people that give out like those caramel apples or popcorn balls. Like, no, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I want candy. Yeah. Like, either give out candy or... So, my grandparents, they don't give out candy or that. That's going to sound weird until I describe it. They give out hugs, but, like, the little fruit barrel hugs, like the juice things. They say they don't... They want to do that because in case there's kids with, like, allergies or whatever, they don't have to worry about it. It's just juice. I like that. I'm like, I'd rather get juice, like, little hug barrels, one, because they're delicious, than a caramel apple or those popcorn balls.
Right.
Like, obviously, I want candy, but if it's not that, those hugs ain't bad. Because then, you got something to wash your candy down with.
Right. Sugar on sugar. If you end up looking like me.
Looking like a marshmallow. This is just painted on his chest.
I look like the Michelin man.
This is just painted on his chest. This ain't even a shirt.
Not anymore. It's so tight.
No, he looks like the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. I don't know if he knows who that is.
It's a medium, and I couldn't tell you last time I wore a medium.
A medium and a children's.
It's a medium.
Oh, here we go again. The camera's going off. So we're just going to continue.
We're just going to go off with it.
Because screw the camera.
Heck with the camera audience.
I don't know why it keeps doing this. Do you get scared easily?
You know, not as easily as what I used to.
I feel like I feel
like a lot less people that would mess with a 230-pound grown man than what they would with a 170-pound 18-year-old. It's a little different now. You're what, 160?
Oh, 175, but nobody else.
I'd push you down the hall.
You couldn't catch me.
You're probably right. I don't know. You're pretty slow always. So,
I feel like I never really tried to scare you, which I should try this year.
No, okay.
You probably shouldn't. I heard a nice story of your wife scaring you the other day.
I was naked. I was indeed.
I heard a story. It still cracks me up.
I was naked. That was a good story.
I said it turned from an Audi to an innie real quick.
Not wrong.
He went from the giant marshmallows you roast s'mores with the little mini ones you put in your hot cocoa.
That's funny right there. Anyway.
As you can tell, this is all just Halloween themed for right now because we got to introduce you to Spooktober. We got to let you share the excitement with us. Do you believe in ghosts?
Not necessarily ghosts.
Whoa.
Spirits.
Oh, I mean... Do you think a ghost is a spirit?
I think it's an entity in itself.
I'm about to say you better say yes, because if not, some little ghost is going to walk through that door right now and smack you.
Yeah, no thank you. At that point, I'd be a little scared.
I'm scared right now just talking about it.
Yeah, I don't like talking about it, because you need talking into existence.
No, they exist.
No, they exist, I know, but you just talk
into it. You just talk them into coming in here and just shitting on your chest.
That's what I'm saying. I got a white shirt. I'd rather not.
But just get the brown on. We're like, whoa. Wait a second. I know some ghost stories. I don't want to talk about them because they scare me, frankly. We're just going to leave it at that.
I just don't like talking about
it. Because I'm scared shitless of ghosts. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Do you have any good Halloween stories in general?
Halloween stories?
Yeah.
No, not really.
No favorite Halloween stories?
No.
You never like... Did you like trick-or-treating? Or did you ever go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, I went. Yeah, I went. But I can't remember anything that just sticks out.
What age do you feel like it's you stop trick-or-treating?
Whatever age your heart desires.
That's a bullshit answer.
Actual trick-or-treating?
Like dressing up and...
Dressing up.
Dressing up and going and getting candy. Not just dressing up, because like I have a Michael Myers costume. I do it to scare people. I do it because it's funny. I don't go trick-or-treating.
I'd probably dress up and go get candy right now. But I go to Walmart and buy my own candy.
Either would dress up in like a Tooth Fairy costume and just go buy candy at Walmart and be like, trick-or-treat.
I might do that for the party. I might dress up in a Tooth Fairy costume. I'm here to get your teeth.
Why did you become so dark? I'm here to get your teeth.
I don't know. That's funny.
Yeah, we are having a Halloween party, but no, you're not. You're not invited.
No.
Sorry about you.
Unless you're Alexander Kay.
Alexandra Kay is always invited.
And her husband.
Yep. She did.
Newlywed.
You know, we forgot to mention that last episode. We were so... Yeah. They got married, which is actually the 25th of September. So congrats. You guys are out doing your thing. Congrats to you two. if you guys are ever just, you know, was like, hey, I want to go to a Halloween party, got it right here.
It's not going to be cool, but I mean, we'll be here.
Michael Myers will be bartending. That's all I'm going to say.
Thanks. That's going to be a good time. They have spooky drinks.
Ooh, spooky drinks. I love spooky drinks. What was your favorite Halloween costume?
Favorite costume? What? Are you talking about like adult costume or just costume as I dress
in general? Right now, I think it's this marshmallow you're dressed as.
Definitely the female medic.
You was a female medic?
No. No, you mean...
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
He goes, I was a sexy nurse one year. It was the best. It's like, I had the leggings, you know, and everything.
I think I dressed up as Batman one year. Had the cape and everything.
It's pretty cool.
I honestly don't really remember that many Halloweens.
Do you remember your first Halloween? Like, have you seen pictures of your first Halloween? Were you a pumpkin? Because I was a pumpkin.
I'm sure I was a pumpkin. I'm still a pumpkin. I'm a plumpkin. Look at this
guy. I think my favorite Halloween costume, I was Donatello, the Ninja Turtle.
I was Ninja Turtle one year.
Really?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, I think I was also Donatello.
The purple one?
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. I was the purple one.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I know I was perfect. That I was that one year.
Oh, that's cool.
I knew that was coming soon.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's why you got so many naked pictures of yourself.
I did take a lot of those, don't I? Sorry, we're looking through this phone right now. I can delete all that.
Yeah. Oh well.
You can delete these too. But yeah, if you think about it, so you were here at, yeah, so he was Donatello, yeah. So we tried to figure this shit out because apparently the phone's stupid this week.
It's dumb.
All right, so we're going to go through this quick. Do you have any special plans for Spooktober?
Yeah, party.
Exactly.
I'm there.
He's going to do everything I do. Favorite villain?
Villain?
Villain. Favorite Halloween villain, like... bad guy or movie about.
Ooh, Freddy Krueger.
Oh, why? You like Friday the 13th is your favorite, but you like Freddy Krueger?
He's a bad boy.
You waited so long. You made it look. I was like, oh, the phone stopped again. No. It's definitely Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers for sure.
I mean, I feel like if Michael Myers was in a battle against anybody else, he'd win.
He's winning.
He doesn't die, ever.
No, the Leprechaun. He's not. No. Off subject. The Leprechaun is definitely the scariest. He's not, you know, Halloween-ish, but like, of the spooky villain figures, the Leprechaun's the scariest.
He's scared of fucking Lucky Charms.
Don't come at me with no box of cereal.
No, but we just wanted to introduce you to Spooktober. I mean, we're going to continue to talk about it all the time, the whole month of October. Are excited for it. We're probably gonna post a lot during there.
Yeah,
you probably. Know, just have fun.
He's with gonna it. Post naked with a pumpkin
on my head. Yeah. Which head?
Yeah. Follow to find out.
Ethan may not be wearing a shirt next episode. Who knows?
No, it'll be fun if I don't, and if I do.
Other than that, you know, we always got koozies for sale. I'm koozies. Done with the phone. Koozies, I'm done with the phone.
You know.
Everything. Koozie's hat's $4. Alexander K, if you're listening, you want to come to our party, definitely come out to the party.
Yeah. There'd be a party. Be send the address.
Yeah.
Be there. Or be square. Because you're not around.
He loves saying that shit.
I love that saying. He loves saying I love that explaining shit. It.
Oh, I'll be there or be square. All right, cool. I'm done with this phone. As always,
it's the Ball Podcast.
I'm so mad right now. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, @TheVault_pod.
YouTube, The Vault Podcast from the Marshmallow.
From the Marshmallow Man. We're Gucci flip-flops.
We're Gucci flip-flops.